Hi, friends. Before we get started, do you know your number one marketing asset? Have you ever thought about that? No matter what kind of business you have, whether you're a coach, a consultant, maybe you host events, maybe you offer a service or even products. Have you thought about what your number one best marketing asset is? Well, I'm here to tell you today that it's you. And if you're not leveraging it, you're missing out on attracting your right people and actually growing your business. You're stalling the growth of your business by not leveraging you. You have to realize the market right now is totally packed and saturated. And in order for you to stand out, you're going to have to be unique. And in order to be unique, you can leverage your authentic self. It will make life so much easier. You will feel empowered and you will be ready to get out there and market your business. So make sure you get registered right now for the training. Scroll down in the show notes right now. There should be a little link in there. And you can also go to KimberlyBrock.com/vibe, V-I-B-E, because you're about to discover your authentic marketing vibe in the training. I can't wait. So anyways, make sure you register for that training. You will get the replays. If you can't be there, they'll be available for about a week. Okay. And then you will get the printables and you will be entered to win a super cute prize. So make sure you get registered now. I can't wait to see you on Wednesday. We're going to kick this off. It's the first time I've done this training officially, not inside one of my programs and outside to the public for free. So make sure you register and I'll see you on Wednesday, May 1st.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners just like you make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 109, and I'm so glad you're joining me today because I'm talking about the topic of us all being a hot mess as we build and grow our business. I want you to know you're not alone. If you feel like you're a hot mess, I just want to share with you the ways that we are all a hot mess. And it's going to make you feel so much better about yourself. So I'm so glad you're here. If you're new, welcome. I'm so glad you found this podcast. Each week, I provide you with tips and strategies for building a business and making money doing what you love. So yay, you're here. Make sure you hit subscribe right now. If you're an Apple Podcast, hit the little plus sign button. They changed it from follow to subscribe to plus. I don't even know. Just click it, okay? So that you are now subscribed to this podcast and you'll get a notification every time I drop a new episode. Because trust me, you don't want to miss out on any future episodes because this podcast will help you start your business effectively and give you the confidence you need and get excited for this business you're building. So make sure you do that. Also, too, if you're new, scroll down right now. There's a link to my private Facebook group. It's called Women Starting Businesses, Doing What We Love. And I would love, love, love to have you in there. We have such a great group of ladies who all support each other and are positive. There's no riffraff yet in this group, which I'm so thankful for. So please come join us. It's a great place to have community. And also, I have some free downloads for you if you want to try to nail down your business idea. I've got an Ikigai guide, which you're probably like, what is that word? Anyways, you'll see when you get it. So download that. It's multiple pages and it will help you kind of narrow down where your passions and skills intersect with a viable business. And if you're just starting your business right now, I've got a handy 16-step checklist that you can just go through and make sure you're hitting all the right things for starting your business. And if you have been a loyal listener, I want to thank you so much. Y'all are amazing. The reviews are just heartfelt and just so kind. And I'm so glad that this podcast is of value to you. I really, really appreciate it. And if you've never left a review on this podcast, would you be so kind to do that right now? All you have to do is scroll down, hit 5 stars. It takes less than a second to rate this podcast. And if you have 30 seconds to write a written review, it would mean the world to me. And I can't help but think that it would, you know, show Apple and Spotify and all the big players that this is a valuable podcast. So thank you all so much. Okay, on to the episode. Well, hello, everyone. How are you today? How is your business? I need the scoop. I need to know what you are doing and how you are progressing. It has been such an awesome week. Today, I'm recording it on a Friday and the sun's coming in the window and One of my Grow Getters members just posted about all the progress she made, and I just have been smiling ear to ear. So shout out to Melissa Meyer in my group because she is making great progress with her copywriting business. And when I see all of you taking steps courageously, right? Because I know that this is scary for a lot of people, what you're doing, right? And putting yourself out there, but it's one foot in front of the other. Melissa has been doing that all the time, right? Just working, and it was a slow build at the beginning, and now it's just growing and growing. So that's what I want for you too. And I just want you to know right now that if you are in those early stages and you're scared or you're not seeing a lot of progress, keep moving and be willing to get feedback and soak information in and learn like you are here and being willing to get coached. I was thinking about that, for example, with Melissa, that she's very open to coaching and takes advice and really soaks it in. And that's what you've got to do too. You really do have to learn from others. If you have a mentor or if you don't have a coach yet, you know I'm here. I'd love to chat with you. I do free consults. You can click on the website link below right now and we can just chat. No pressure call. Let's see where you're at and how we could help you move forward. So I'm so happy you're here. I want to talk about how all of us, every single one of us, myself included, are a big, just one big hot mess doing this. I mean, do you ever feel that way? Like you are just a hot mess trying to start this. Like you're not sure the steps, like you're not confident in putting yourself out there. Like the whole thing, it's just scary. And you just want to make money doing what you love, right? I want to put you at ease today and make you realize that everyone is a hot mess. Not everyone has it together. Nobody really has it together. Some people look like they have it together, but they really don't. There's no secret like formula that's like a get rich quick scheme for your business. I'm going to tell you that right off the top too. So if you're frustrated right now and you feel like a hot mess because you don't really know what to do and maybe you're not making the money yet, or you want to make sure you set yourself up to make the money, just know there is no get rich quick scheme, contrary to many of the ads you may see on Facebook or what some people are telling you. There are tried and true methods that work that I have used for over 20 years now, that I built two businesses that I ran for almost 19 years, and I'm building this business. It is successful. It is built on core business foundations. They're fundamentals that are proven over time. This is nothing absolutely crazy. Yes, we want to adapt to modern times. Yes, we want to be able to pivot and do things that people are, you know, offer things that people are wanting right now. I get that. But there are the basics of business that you have to put in place. Okay. So don't think that if you're not selling a ton yet, or your business hadn't blown up yet, or you haven't even started yet and you're worried about how much money you're going to make, just stay calm. And know that there is a way to approach this, okay? And that's what I teach over all these episodes. Today, I want to talk to you about the three ways that I see us all being just like a total hot mess. And I think it's funny because we're all this. Years ago, when I lived in Colorado, I had a preacher that said something really funny, and my husband and I have never forgotten it. And it was Dr. Jim Dixon from Cherry Hills Community Church in outside of Denver, Colorado. And he was amazing. He has since passed away, but just such an influential man. A man of like wisdom, like you've never seen about the Bible. And anyways, he said one time, we are all bozos on the bus. And we think about that. We are all bozos. Like all of us are messed up. All of us are imperfect. And we know this. If you are a God-fearing person, you know that we're all screwed up and we're imperfect. And that's why we need God, right? But I think even with our business, like we want to be perfect, right? We want to think that we can do this exactly right. And if we follow this great instruction, that it's just going to come, it's just going to happen. And the fact is that we all have to take steps forward, right? We have to be coachable. We have to listen. We have to learn from others. We have to know the fundamentals. We have to implement, and we have to courageously put ourselves out there. So here's the three ways that I see that we're all a hot mess, all of us. Again, me included, I'm not perfect. I've got my own issues, right? We all do. We all have different circumstances. We're all just trying to make this happen, right? But the first way that I see people being a big hot mess is in figuring out our time, like our time management. Like, how am I going to do this? So many of y'all that are starting your business have a full-time job, or maybe you take care of children at home. Like that's obviously a full-time job. And it's hard. And we're all a hot mess just trying to piece this together. Many times I've had stuff go on in the day and then I have to work at night or I have to get up real early and work. Like, don't worry about the time. What matters is how you focus when you do have the time. Are you focused? Or are you just scrambling and everything's a mess and a muck and you're not getting anything done? Okay. I want you to think about that and realize that we all have trouble figuring out this whole time management thing. Okay. Just like I've told my recent Grow Getters group who is in there now, some of them came through. I had a small group of my Just Start members before that. And I have had to change the times that I go live and do stuff in the group because my daughter's schedule, my third child who's still at home, my other two are at college, and her dance schedule has changed. She's going to a new school. She's home now on Tuesday, Thursdays and goes to school Monday, Wednesday, Friday. She's at like a hybrid school. And it's awesome. We love it. It's a little private school. It's great. But it's different for me, for my work schedule. And I'm a hot mess trying to figure all this out too. And so I've kind of had to put down a schedule with her. And I know when I have to leave. So I have to schedule lives at certain times. And my one-on-one coaching, I have to do at different times. And my one-on-one consulting before someone's coaching with me, I have to figure out times for those. I have to figure out when I'm recording these podcast episodes. And right now it's a Friday evening. And I'm hoping I'll get to go to dinner this evening, but we're all a hot mess trying to figure this out. So if you're frantically trying to figure out how to, you know, work your time and your schedule, find the time that you can focus because that's what matters. You can't have noise. You can't have the kids coming in and screaming at you. You're going to have to figure out a way where you can have a little time. Can someone help you? What can you do to manage your time? Because if you end up being a hot mess the whole time that you're working, you're really not getting anything done. You're not being productive. Okay. So we are all a hot mess. We are all just trying to figure this out. Our schedules are all changing. There's stuff going on with COVID and school and family and all that, okay? And some of you, you know, you'll be starting your business and something will happen in your life and you have to adjust. And maybe for 2 or 3 months you're out or you physically get ill or you get hurt or something else happens with a family member and you have to take time away and then you start your business. Know that that's okay. Everyone goes through this. Everyone goes through this. And it's okay. I promise you, it's okay. Just when you do get to sit down, even if it's for 20 minutes or 30 minutes, that you are focused. Okay. Okay. The second thing that I see people being a hot mess with is figuring out the real positioning in the marketplace. You know, this is kind of more serious than just your time, but I think a lot of new business owners struggle. And we've heard the word niche. You've heard this, right? People are worried about what's my niche? What's my niche? It just means where are you positioned in the market? But it can also mean like, what are all your target markets? Who are all your customer segments? I kind of like to think about it like that too, because you have multiple. It's not just one. You have a few customer segments, right? You may help, you know, stay-at-home moms or working moms or divorced people or whatever it is. Like, you may have separate ones. Maybe you are a life coach and you help people, but maybe you help women with one certain area of their life and you help men. Those are two different customer segments that you market to separately. But here's the deal. When you're getting your business going, just get your business going and work with whoever you can, I would say, that you know you can help. Then you are going to start seeing which customer segment lights you up the most, which customer segment actually pays for your service, which customer segment is actually getting results and loves what you offer. You will start figuring that out over time. So do not be a hot mess right now thinking, I don't know my niche. I have no idea. Like, am I coming in lower end, mid end? Should I price it at $100 or $200? Or, you know, should I sell here or should I sell there? Should I sell at a farmer's market or should I sell on Etsy or should I go to vendor shows? Let's just do this. Put yourself out there, go to shows. Like, I'm thinking right now, like Annalisa in my group, she makes candles, beautiful candles. And she did one show and she was like, it was beautiful and awesome, but it wasn't my people. And so now I'm going to another show and I'm like, how awesome is this? Like, now you know that that other show is not one you will go back to and those were not your people. Now you are a step closer to finding your people. Okay. So know that even though you feel like a hot mess because you don't know exactly who you should be serving or working with, get yourself out there and get sales and then you will start seeing a trend. Once you have, you know, more clients under your belt or more customers, more sales, you're going to start going, oh, I see now the ones that I love to help the most are these people. The ones that can actually afford my services are these people. The ones that really make me happy and I see get results are these people, right? So you won't be a hot mess later. You may feel like a hot mess right now, but I'm telling you, over time of just putting yourself out there and getting some sales, it will be revealed to you. You will see who you should be serving. And then that's when your business really grows. Okay. So get excited for that. The third way I see a lot of you being a hot mess is in the area of self-confidence. Okay. I want to have a talk with you right now. If I was sitting across the table from you, I would be looking at you, and I'm actually thinking right now when I get on Zoom calls with clients who come and I see them in the monitor. They are beautiful. They are kind. They are wonderful people. And they come to me and sometimes they're just feeling a little bit either defeated or scared or nervous, or maybe their business isn't growing like they thought it should. And I look at their face when they start talking about the products that they create and why they created them and the mission that they're on, and they light up. They light up with this energy that glows, and I love it. And I just, my energy feeds off of it, and I get so excited because I can see it. I can see the business before them. I really do. When y'all come on the consult calls with me or the coaching calls, I see you. I mean, I really do. I feel it and I see what this business can be for you. And I want you to sit up straighter today, knowing that you already have what it takes to make this happen. You do. Okay. You have a strong mission or a reason why you are doing this. And I'm not talking about the money. I'm talking about the reason that you feel like you want to do this is because you see a need in the market, or you want to help people in some way. You want to help people feel better, look better, save time, live the life they love. Whatever it is, you have that. So sit up straight, okay? And my son was home from college today, and he has never worn boots in his life, but he's pledging in a fraternity, and they made him get like these work boots because they have to build all this stuff at the University of Texas in front of the front fraternity house for the parties and all the stuff. And when he came home, he was wearing jeans and boots, which he's literally never barely worn his whole life. He always wore like workout clothes and like Ruka clothes and Element. And if y'all know those brands, and, you know, kind of sport wear. And he comes back looking like a man. And he said, you know, I get this different feeling when I put on these boots. And my husband was like, I know, I think they're like Lou Casey work boots. My husband's like, I know, isn't it weird? And my son's like, yeah, I feel like I just like have this like swagger, or I have this like confidence. And I thought, isn't that funny? Just putting on a pair of boots, you're the same person you were, but isn't that funny? So you, my dear, who is listening, or my son, man, woman, whatever you are listening, put on your boots. Stand up with confidence. There is a reason why you're here. You have been wanting to do this. You have been wanting to do this. You have dreamed of this time. Put your boots on, your work boots. Get the confidence. Be ready for what may come your way. You're protected now with your boots. Be proud of what you're doing. So many people will never do this. You're showing your family, you're showing your friends, you're showing everyone that this is possible, that we can pursue it. And you know what? Not everyone will succeed. Did you hear me? Not everyone will succeed. And you're like, what? What in the world? I'm supposed to tell you that everyone succeeds? No, they don't. Some people give up. But you're not. You're going to give it your all. You're going to put your boots on and go with confidence, even if it just takes a pair of boots to get you the confidence. Put some earrings on, put some good mascara, some lash lengthening. That's what I do. I have some favorite lash lengthening, so I don't have to get eyelashes done, right? Put your boots on and be confident. Quit being a hot mess, because it takes you being courageous. And being courageous means doing something when you're scared anyways. You're doing it. so that you're not a hot mess and you don't look like a hot mess to other people. You sit up straight and you be proud that you are beginning something new. You are embarking on this, okay? So stop being a hot mess with your confidence. You're here. You're doing this and you can do it. There's proof all around you. Just check out the people in my Grow Getters group. Check out the people all around you. Look all around at every business. There's proof all around you. I'm proof. I'm a normal person. I'm a hot mess in my personal life, in my work life. I'm doing the best I can. I'm trying to use my gifts. That's what you're doing. You're using your God-given gifts to do this because you know you have the gifts for this, whatever it is, art, helping people, empathy, whatever. Whatever you do, okay? So no more being a hot mess as much as we can. We're all still going to be a hot mess. But my point is, realize that you're not alone, that the three big things I see are, you know, we're a hot mess with our time, trying to figure that out. We're a hot mess with figuring out how we best should position our business in the marketplace. And we're a hot mess with our confidence. But if you're aware of those three things right now, today, you can start maybe turning into a warm mess and then a cold mess and maybe not a mess at all. Is there such thing as a warm mess and a cold mess? Sometimes I don't know where I make up these things. Just so y'all know, I do these episodes on the fly. So I feel like I'm just talking to you and it's so much fun and I love it. So if you're a hot mess, know that it's okay, but let's try to simmer down now and bring it down a notch, okay? But no, you're not alone. It's okay. This is part of it. This is part of building a business. And I want to invite you today, if you would love to reach out and chat with me about how we could get your business moving forward, then you can book a free consult call with me. Let's get to know each other. Let me hear about your business and where your head's at. And then I can tell you if I can help you move forward, right? If we can come up with a plan for you to move forward. And if I can help you, I'll let you know. This is no pressure call. This is a time to get to know each other and just to hear you out so I can hear about your awesome business. I love hearing about everyone's businesses. And so make sure you reach out to me. We can do that. And then I also have Grow Getters, which is my membership for new business owners to help you get your business off the ground, get it growing and making money. People are making progress in my group every day. It is so amazing to watch. It almost brings me to tears. I'm so excited to have all of the ladies in the group. So make sure you get in there. So many great women in there. So make sure you click below because I only open it at certain times right now. Later, I may have it where you can get in at any time. But right now, doors are closed as of today, me recording this, but they will open again early 2022. So I want you to prepare for it because I want you to become a grow getter. This is your time to be getting everything going with your business so you can be making money in 2022. Well, that is it. Again, get in the Facebook group too if you're not already. And I would love to have you in there. And that is it. Y'all have a great day. And again, don't worry if you're a hot mess. We all are. Okay. Bye now. Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com. And yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much and have a great day. Bye.